This is Mr. Whoopi coming to you with an AboveTopSecret.com podcast reply to Relentless on her thread, Biggest Pitfalls on ATS. Woman, you done picked a subject I love, spirituality. This is going to be a long evening, so kick back and just listen to be told the truth. Actually, Relentless, you sound like you have come to a place in your life where you are happy with the path that you finally find yourself on. Even though you say it was a tough reconversion or resubmission or whatever the hell it was, but you're happy where you're at. That is so cool. I wish so many other people could actually get where you are, because in my beliefs, you know, if your heart is at peace with the life you're living and your soul is at peace with your creator, whoever you consider that creator to be, everything else is just icing on the cake. I mean, life becomes enjoyable because, you know, you're no longer having to worry or fight or fret over eternity. Our beliefs are different, though. You're a Christian, Catholic, sound like a fairly strict one, and I'm a spiritual anarchist. I believe that you will never have a relationship with the Creator until you turn away from the teachings of man. And I believe that all religions are the teaching of man. Now, I'm going to tweak a lot of people off with that one, but that's how I believe, and I have a right to believe that way. I'm not trying to sell it to anybody else. I'm not trying to push it off on anybody else. I'm not trying to win any converts. I respect the beliefs of other people, and all I ask in return is they respect mine. We all have a right to make peace with God as we choose, and the only time we really get into trouble with that is when we start telling other people that their walk with the Creator is wrong, their path is wrong, they have no right to walk that path. A religious path, a spiritual path, is something that is uniquely your own. Your soul is as unique as the fingerprints on your hand, and no one else can determine how your soul is going to grow and move on. I love the subject of spirituality. I am widely published on the topic. I could hook you up with some links to stories I've written. It's just something I've been fascinated with and loved all my life. I started out as a child. I was born and both of my parents were ministers. Both of them. They were Hellfire and Pentecostal Brimstone ministers. And I couldn't, I never could believe, as they kept yelling that everybody had to believe, even when people was dancing around in tongues, and falling out on the floor, and I just couldn't believe like that. That caused a lot of problems when I was growing up. I mean, when I finally turned 18 and moved away, the church threw a party to celebrate my 18th birthday, and I wasn't invited. They were glad to see me go. I don't know. So many people believe that they have to follow this path or that path, that they can only be in grace if they pray five times a day or sacrifice a pig or attend sermon that's nothing more than a religious happy meal on Sunday morning. And for me, it's so much different, because in my life, everything is spiritual. Every movement, every second of existence, I can feel the creation. And I feel, I guess, because I choose to feel it. It just flows through me like an energy. Okay, maybe I'm psycho. At least I'm a cult of one. If there's any Kool-Aid drinking going on. It's only going to be one glass, so you don't have to worry. But as long as we respect each other's beliefs, then, you know, I'm happy for other people to be on the path that they are on. I wish happiness for them on the path. So often, they cannot find that. And I believe it's my personal belief is that it's because they're following the teachings of man, which is religion. Oh, I would love to share with you the things I believe, but I could only do that with my stories, the stories I've written out, because frankly there isn't enough time and I don't have enough determination to sit here and talk to you about them over and over or to read them into a microphone. But maybe I can put up some links on the different post to a few things to give you an idea of what someone else who doesn't trash your beliefs, who respects your right to be a Christian, who respects everyone's right to walk their own path. Maybe I can share some of that with you. But until then, your post made me happy because you're happy. You found the place that was right for you, and if somebody says different, they can go to hell. You don't care because you're comfortable in your own soul. You're comfortable in your own heart with the path you're walking, and I wish everyone could find that. Love and light, my friend. Thanks for the post. This is Whoopi.